taken the country world by storm at the moment here in Australia. And, yeah, we want to welcome James Johnson in the building. Morning to you, brother. Hey. How are you?
Good hey, morning. James. Good to be here.
So good to have you. Are you a morning person?
I've become a morning person. I'm a new dad, so it's been forced upon me. You know?
How is that journey? Look, I've only just become a new dad only 16 months ago.
Yeah.
I know, you know, the highs and the... Well, there's not really any lows. I think it's just learning as a father. But how's your sleep pattern going so far?
So I've got a beautiful wife that lets me have a full sleep. She looks after... His name's Little River. And she looks after River throughout the night. And then I take him for the first kind of 3 or 4 hours in the morning. So that's
well,
our little
structure. Sounds like a good
structure.
Deal.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Yeah,
so it's
beautiful.
So it's good. So I'm the early riser. And then she has a bit of a sleep in the morning. So it's not
Ashley,
too bad.
Ashley, yeah, I hope you're listening right now. That's my wife. I'd love some sleep during the night, darling.
The thing is, you kind of do what you got to do, you know, and you get through it. Everyone gets through it in their own special way, but it sounds like it's working for you. And River, that's such a cute little name.
He is. He's a bit of a cutie. And he's smiling now, so he's... He's
giving back.
He is.
It's a beautiful part of that the journey of having a baby. Mate, your journey. Let's talk about your journey. I mean, last time you came in here... You know, we had a conversation about, you know, I'm only just starting my, you know, my music career up. And I'm just like, you know, we were talking how you were a little bit older, but I got to say this, followed you very closely and, yeah, you're doing amazing things, mate. Congratulations.
Thank you, mate. Thank you.
Like, you've kind of taken the world by storm, really. Like, even as far as, like, social media goes with TikTok and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, one of your songs, I think, didn't it go crazy with TikTok and people were dancing to it and doing stuff?
Yeah, the first song I actually put out ended up becoming, it's got close to 1 million views on the first thing I put out. And there's got this, there's something like 15,000 videos that people have made sharing their stories using my song. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, you must be like, just, wow. How did this happen?
Yeah, it happened really quickly. And mm-hmm. and the last year since we caught up last time, it's been a bit of a whirlwind and I'm finally getting back out there and playing a bunch of shows. You know, that's what's been the incredible part.
And that's what's good too because COVID, you know, it's still around, but can actually, because it would have been pretty quiet, you know, through COVID when there wasn't much happening at all. So you're making up for lost time?
Very much so. I'm in a unique position that I kind of started my career on the back end of COVID. So playing all these festivals and everything, this is my first time getting out there and doing a lot of this sort of stuff. So I'm just kind of, you know, on the ride.
What's been your favourite part about, you know, the last year, mate? I mean, like you said, it's gone pretty quickly and you've had a rise pretty quickly. I suppose what do you enjoy about this, the music industry the most?
There's a moment, very specific moment, when I've been playing some of these festivals and I've been getting to play some incredible festivals in front of some big crowds and... It only happened last weekend. I was playing at Boots and Beach in Port Macquarie.
Yes.
And there was about 3,000 people in this crowd and I just stopped singing and I just put the microphone out to the crowd and they sang every lyric to the chorus of my song Rose Like That and just like loud. And that was just one of those moments where, that was incredible.
And when you sit, you know, in your room and you're sitting there and you're writing your own, you know, your lyrics, do you ever think in that moment, one day I'll have a crowd singing this? I don't know. I'm not in your brain. Do you ever imagine that or, you know, have that moment in your brain?
100%. I visualize that when I'm writing that song. Manifest. I'm a big believer in that. I sit there and I actually, you know, sometimes people laugh at me, but I'll be doing, like when I'm recording, I'll be like doing the crowd interaction stuff as I'm recording that song because I just want to be in that moment. Wow. And if I feel it, I feel like other people will feel it too.
Oh, it just sounds so exciting. So you obviously you've been into music obviously a long time, but you've made it your career now, right? So what did you do for a living before music?
So it's always been music. So from like, you know, I was first on stage at 4 years old. I first started making my living at 16, playing at little restaurant gigs. And in some formal fashion, I've made my living as a musician, you know, and up till this point, it was playing covers in pubs and just traveling around and doing that thing. And then finally, I said, I want to start telling my story, and that's when it kind of all kicked off.
So now it's next level.
Yeah, it is.
And I think that's a good thing to take any musicians, or any young musicians that are listening right now. You know, that's the essence of it, right? Is if you want to tell your story, do it. And you will get there. And, like, you're a perfect example, mate. When we spoke to you last time, almost a year ago, you know, you were very passionate. You were like, I just want to do it. This is what I want to do now. I want to go after it. And you did, and it's a credit to yourself.
Yeah, thank you. And I think there is something to be said for just kind of jumping in the deep end and trying to swim, right? Mm-hmm. You know, so it has very much felt like that, this whole process, and just constantly learning these new tricks of the trade. Yep. And I'm still doing that now.
Wow.
And, but that's all part of the fun.
I mean, invested now. Now that I've met you,
yeah,
and I'm starting to learn about you. This
just
is going to
be careful.
I'm on the right. I'm going to be a stalker.
Yeah, just be very careful, James.
Right. Why? What are you saying?
No, I'm just saying you've probably had some stalkers before, but you've never met Stacey. You've never met Stacey.
I'm harmless.
Hey, we're going to go to a break. We're going to get you set up, and you're going to play some live music for us. It's a breath of fresh air to be able to hear that. So stick around. Don't go anywhere on Triple A Murray Country. We've got James Johnson in there. Like we promised all show long, he's going to play live for us this morning. He's going to play Small Town. This sat at number one for 10 weeks, mate. It's huge.
We're about to hear it, and yeah. We've just had just been kind of getting what do you call tuning up?
Tuning up. That's
warming up.
So James Johnson, take it away. This is your previous single, Small Town.
I backed up traffic on the highway, going nowhere. I had to sing back in work late. And I'm over here trying to look numb, but all I see, high rise staring down at me, not a star inside. So I'm just thinking, I'll head back to a small town, homebound, back to what I know, back to a big sky, lo-fi, that's where I'll go. Oh, there's always been a part of me that never gave it up. So tonight it's time to turn this thing around. Let's go. Back to a small town, small town, small town, yeah. Back to a small town, small town, small town, yeah. Hey! Light disappears in the rear view. I'm moving on. I got my hands tapping on the dashboard to a country song. And I can't get there not fast enough. So then I'm gonna tear it up. Gonna drive it all night and run until the sunrise. Only place I'll go is back to a small town. Homebound, back to what I know. Back to a big sky. Lo-fi, that's where I'll go. Oh, there's always been a part of me that never gave it up. So tonight it's time to turn this thing around. Let's go. Back to a small town, small town, small town, yeah. Back to a small town, small town, small town, yeah. Hey! Right back to it. So, I get the bonfire ready, get the beers in the Yeti, cause baby, I'm on my way. Back to a small town, homebound, back to what I know. Back to a big sky, lo-fi, that's where I will go. Oh, there's always been a part of me that never gave it up. So tonight it's time to turn this thing around, yeah. Back to a small town, small town, small town, yeah. Back to a small town, small town, small town, yeah. Hey, small town, small town, small town, yeah. Right back to a small town, small town, small town, yeah.
Triple A Murray Country, James Johnson live in the building, Small Town.